Planning Commission, this is Wednesday, September 17th, 2025, 7 p.m. with Wasatch County Services Building, Conference Room B, 55 South 5th East, Teton City, Utah. First item on the agenda tonight is public comment for anything that is not on the agenda. So do we have anyone that wanted to make any comments? Okay, I don't see anyone. We will move to item two, which is a public hearing for a conditional use permit, possible action for an accessory building larger than 2,500 square feet, requested by Kirk Clyde at 376 West, 3,000 South. So I accept the motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to reopen the public hearing for the Kirk Clyde request for his accessory building.
Second.
Okay.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Bangover, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Is it for horses? What's it for?
Well, it's, yeah.
Are you can grow plants for...
We need you to stand up and
Yeah.
You're welcome to comment, but we just need to know who's talking.
Okay, this is Kirk Clyde, I'm the one requesting this. It is for, it's gonna be agriculture. I do have an HVAC business. We're gonna store some furnace parts, problem furnaces. I need to know about getting, I got kicked out of my office. I'm moving my office from Heber to my home office. How do we get a building permit for that, or is that a separate?
Business.
Business, or...
Yeah, business permit.
Just file for a business license through the town.
Is it through the town? Okay.
Town council.
So yes, it is. My dad sold this farm on the highway, so we're gonna have tractors. Yeah. What's there now, but just a place to put it, so that's what we're putting there.
You can get the... You can get the business license form online.
Perfect. Okay, I'll get that done.
Okay.
Any questions?
So are you gonna have electricity and a bathroom and all that kind of stuff in there?
I would like to, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're gonna have like, you know, an air compressor to take tractor tires, that sort of thing off, so...
Septic also?
Yes, yes. That's my plan.
Okay.
So in terms of physical location, that you'd be able to use your existing septic tank?
That's to be determined, I hope. Worst case, we don't go back here. Costs a bit faster.
This is an agricultural one, they can't have power or water.
They can.
But it's not an agricultural building, this is...
It's accessory.
Yeah, it's accessory.
That's why we went this route.
Gonna get inspected and all that good jazz, right?
Yeah, so public hearing tonight is to allow the use for a bigger than 1,500 square feet as our code calls for. So that's what the public hearing's for tonight. We still have to go through the building permit process. You have most of that information in front of you tonight, but they would still require the same power, fire, and Wasatch County Health sign-off letters for the...
This is strictly to approve a bigger than...
That's what your conditional use is for tonight.
What is the minimum or the maximum?
Anything over 1,500 square feet is a conditional use for...
Unless it's a totally...
Yeah, totally ag building is different.
And that you can't have power and...
Water and...
Water.
Yeah, it has a restricted use.
That's why we went this way.
Okay, is there anyone that has any comments or...
And where do you want to be? 2,500 square feet?
Exactly.
Yeah, I think so.
I want a bigger... Yeah.
Is that a 24 foot wall?
Well, I don't see a
24 foot high wall, like a square?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah. The dimension should be on that.
It is, but it might be this big, another 50.
I don't have it in front of me either, but I can call them up.
I've got it right here.
It's the same one, it's the exact barn that Tyson Lumber built up on 3,000 South, right next to his house. It's the exact...
Okay.
Exact.
You hold his plan.
He drew it for me, yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? I'd accept a motion to close the public hearing.
I would say motion to close the public hearing.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Ian, yes.
Benninger, yes.
Horner, yes.
Skinner, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Would the commission like to take an action to either approve or deny? Or accept the motion?
I'll make the motion that we approve the conditional use permit, possible action for an accessory building larger than 2,500 square feet by Kirk Clyde, 76 West, 3,000 Street.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Not, call for the vote.
Are you putting this on the side of your house for part of your noise mitigation from the cement?
It's on the wrong side.
Oh,
it's from the construction on the other side of the street.
It enjoys the noise, so it echoes back. It's
anyway. Become white noise now. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Can we have a vote on this?
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Ian, yes.
Benninger, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay, now, if you want to do the permit tonight, you have the information in there if you want to subject to the those things that we just discussed.
That is 24 feet. My range is 24 feet.
Okay.
Some conditions on it. You want to add health to that if there's a bathroom, because that's not on the plan.
Bathroom is not on the plan?
It's not.
Okay.
Thank you.
What's that?
If there's no bathroom's not on the plan, you just
So that would be the issue is if there's a bathroom in it, what do you do with the septic?
No, that's what he's saying.
The health department would have to sign off whatever regulations they have.
I don't think I think it's too far away. We'd have to do a different septic. And we may not do that. I want to if I can, obviously.
Well, I just know other people have tried to put bathrooms in with the, you've got 6 acres or something, I think.
Eight,
I saw.
Seven.
Basically seven.
Yeah.
You'll be hard pressed, I think, to get a second septic approved.
For one bathroom?
Two answers? Ask Bart Wild.
He could do it, he just didn't want to spend the money. He's too cheap.
Yeah, it's money.
Yeah, it's a money thing. You got to do your nitrogen mitigation deal. They're just more expensive.
But as far as for the motion, you can just add health department to that if there's a bathroom in there.
And that's strictly health department, right? I mean, whether we do it or not.
Right. When they're happy, we're happy.
Okay. Perfect.
So that would also have to be added to the plans. And
yeah.
Add that.
The electrical.
I don't see it in the one that we have.
Electrical?
Is that in our stuff?
Oh, no, we didn't give you the entire.
Okay, all right, as long as you have it.
What you guys are looking at is a setback, so there is a site plan in your packet, so
yeah,
you can see the setback. As far as any of the engineering and stuff, I don't, I don't have the expertise to critique that. So
Eric,
I just saw the electrical.
We have said
electrical contractor.
Good, other than the health department.
Yeah, they're going to have something.
I have not checked my emails.
Okay. Anyway, it was all determined on the health department and the fire department. I had to go ahead and get them to sign off.
Okay.
As long as it was okay.
Yeah, and their motion will include that. So once that letter's in the packet, it'll be good to go.
Perfect.
It will come back before this board if those conditions are met.
Okay.
It's not going to come back.
That's what I'll say this.
Somebody like to make a motion, or are there more questions?
Skinner, yes.
I want to come to it. I want to go home. I don't have to. That we approve the conditional use permit.
Where did that?
Building permit. All right. With recommendations on this letter of the fire and the light power items identified in the Jones and Mill review and the health.
Septic issues?
Yes.
What about number four?
And number four. It's already bigger than 5 acres.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, is there any discussion? Not a call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wagner, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries.
Thanks, guys.
We will now move to item number 3. Open the public hearing for a rezone request. The property located at 2530 South Daniels Road from RA5 to industrial. We give a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing for the rezone request for the property located on 2530 South Daniels Road.
It would be my pleasure to second Mrs. Skinner's motion.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Wagner, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, motion carries. Are you here for the applicant?
I'm here for the applicant.
Would you like to take a minute and just explain what's happening or
yes.
What the request is?
Yes. Our plan is to continue this because...
I'm sorry, could you identify yourself?
Oh, my name is Nisha Franco. I work for the applicant.
Thank you.
I'm a consultant for them. The applicant's main point person for this is out of town, and so he asked me to fill in, and so we're asking to continue this item, but we'd like to at least introduce the proposal and get feedback. I can write down questions and I can take it back to the applicant, but we are not asking for a decision tonight.
I think we still need to open it for public discussion based on... Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do, because it was advertised. We said we were going to do that.
It has to continue.
Yeah.
Would you like me to stand up there?
Yeah, if you would stand up here and just explain what's happening.
Yes.
Or what you would like to have happen.
So the applicant purchased the property that was owned by Scott Keel, and it abuts the Scott Coleman piece that has the thatch plant on the back. And so it has a residential home on it, which is zoned for residential, and then the back part of the piece is zoned industrial. It's an artifact from the zoning when the town of Daniel became a town of Daniel. And so the applicant owns both parcels. He would like to rezone the front parcel, the residential parcel, to industrial so that he can build a small office space and in the back park his trucks that he is using. He's up here working in the Wasatch back a lot and he doesn't have a home place for his trucks, so they're going back and forth up and down the canyon to his headquarters in Lehigh. And so he would like to have a local spot for cart trucks, have a little office, and he wants to make the landscaping as such so it blends in with the neighborhood feel of the place. And the applicant and his engineers and Eric have talked at length about the zoning, the standards for what the applicant is asking. And so that big picture is what the applicant is proposing.
What kind of trucks? So trucks and trailers based on the job?
So they're not necessarily cement trucks, but big haulers for gravel.
Belly dump kind
yeah,
of stuff.
Yeah, dirt moving, big dirt moving.
Doubles, it looks like?
I'm sure, I'm not up to speed on all the, but yes, it's
looks
all
like
sorts
pups.
Of material.
That's gonna come off of Daniels Road, traffic flow west?
Yes.
Looks looks like the lane that enter and exit is this northeast corner, if I'm reading this right?
Yes, there'd be two entrances. One at the north end of the property, one at the south end of the property.
What's the total acreage there, do you know? I'm looking, but it must be on here, but I can't see it.
Eric, do you know that?
I do not, hold on.
What was the question?
Total acreage?
For both parcels.
Well, yeah, what the houses must be on.
The back piece is 3.6 acres, the front piece is 1.12.
3.6 and 1.12. Thank you.
Is that 87 and 70 something feet frontage? Maybe I can take a picture of it, blow it up.
Your eyes are good.
Look at this, that's technology.
Read that weed.
Now you can zoom.
Beaches. 87 and 74.
You see? Your eyes aren't that bad.
I don't need glasses. I got a phone.
And right below that, I believe, is the total for the grass.
Industrial. Do you know what that code is?
No. I'm sure it falls, it'll be less than 100 feet. That's 100 is our...
It's 186 or something.
No.
161.
Yeah.
Yes.
None of the public came this time.
Okay.
Any public comments on it?
Where we're at. Marcia, come on up and let us hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm totally against this. After putting up with Scott Keel and his wonderful ability to say, I can do whatever I want, I don't want to put up with it. I can do whatever I want. And I don't want to put up with Coleman at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm really, really tired of that crap. And I think you guys should be able to do something about both of them. Because the property next door is industrial in the back and residential in the front. And there's 10 cars of illegals, and they're really, really nice people. But all of the people that I talked to along Wheeler Park, they do not want all those trucks going in and out, and in and out, and in and out. And I don't blame them. They've got little kids that walk to school, and they should not have to put up with this BS either. They have every right to go out onto the freeway and go that way, or go around on the other part, but they do not have to go on Daniel's Road. So, I'm not trying to be mean, I'm just trying to say that's what it's zoned for, and we don't need to put up with what every target in here wants, because that's the cement plant and the dust and the crap. It's every stupid day. And I didn't use my Geneva language, but it's come, so thanks.
Thanks, Marcia. Anyone else?
I just throw out a little bit of information. That buffer zone that's on the west side of Hanging Grove was created when we came down in 2006.
that was the only protection that we had for the residents on the west side of Danville Road to stop the industrial from encroaching clear to Danville. And so that buffer zone is, in my opinion, is to remain the way it is. The road is not big enough. We've got people with kids and bikes and all kinds of stuff up and down that road. And we start adding more. We already got truck traffic on there that shouldn't be on there. We've got a complete Deer Park subdivision right directly across the road from us. And it just does not fit the area. Remind you that this comes for you a few months ago. That's the only protection that our residents in the town have on the west side of the road. Once you allow that to happen, how do you start the rest of the west side of Danville to become an industrial piece of property? Anyway, that's just my comments. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, if there's no other comments or questions, accept the motion to continue public hearing to next month.
Or do we just close the public hearing?
What was that?
Say we pass the public
hearing. Can we just close the public hearing?
Public hearing, but not make comment.
We could, decision. But the applicant has asked us to do that, and I think we can extend that courtesy. But it's up to you guys. You have to make
a motion. It'd be nice to have that every time.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, thank you.
I'll make a motion if you'll entertain a motion.
Okay.
I will make a motion that we close the public hearing for... I just lost my paper that tells me when I'm closing. The... public hearing for a rezone request for property located at 2530 South Daniel Road from RA5 to industrial.
I'll second that.
Okay. Just a comment is we're still going to have to have this in the next meeting. So what you're doing is just closing it so that the public no longer has a chance to ask questions and talk next month. Then we have to advertise it.
I think so. The public's always had a chance. They always get a chance to comment if they decide to show up.
Yeah, we try to.
I already got signatures and everything, and they said that they would come if they had to.
Sure.
So,
okay. Well, they have to if they want their voice heard.
Those are just my thoughts as we could continue it, and then they can come again next month. They can make comments next month officially.
So the difference is if we just postpone it or whatever the correct public word is for that, continue it,
yeah,
then we don't have to re-advertise it?
Correct. No.
So what would be the odds of anybody else showing up if it's not advertised?
We've already got it on that paper that you sent out.
But that was for today.
No, there's the other one that says it's for October.
Period.
It's also going to be discussed with the town council on October 6th for public comment. Also. Depending on what you guys do here.
Well, yeah, but you won't have a recommendation from us.
Just continue.
Yeah, because we'll make no decision tonight by based on their request, so I don't know.
It's already public notice, we have to wait for it.
Correct. But that doesn't mean that we wouldn't.
Right. Before we could probably have to continue it also.
Well, that's the reason I said for a
second.
If it has been advertised already.
Modify your thing to continue it.
So it's up to you guys. I just don't see the disadvantage or the advantage of closing the public hearing as a disadvantage.
The way you get him to do it is withdraw your second.
I guess I'll withdraw my second. Unless there's an advantage to
publicizing it.
Some hopes that
you get a better attendance, but we probably have heard from those that are really...
I mean, we've already heard on this a few months ago. I guess where I'm at with this is I don't see a reason to delay any of this stuff. I don't think anything has meaningfully changed in the public eyes in the last, whatever it's been, 3 or 4 months since we did the same thing. Nothing has changed in my eyes of how this fits into our town in the last 3 or 4 months. And so
the applicant's asked us to let him come next month and convince us, so I think we should do that.
Well, unless there's something convincing, we may as well close it.
Well, do we want to re-advertise?
I think we do once we have more information. Why not?
Gary?
Got a better chance.
Can you just turn a continuation?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Can we do a continuation to the town council meeting? Would he or she be able to come to the October 6th meeting? I mean, other than have him go to that meeting, come to this meeting.
I don't care. We can go through here. I'm just trying to speed things up. If we don't, if we want to drag this out for another month, like, by all means.
But then at least we'd not drag it out for 2 more weeks.
Well, it's all going to come back here. And I mean, this is where it has to initiate from. So
I'll second Mr. Wild's original motion.
Okay, that's fine. It doesn't really change anything.
It's true. Than just re-notice if needed, which I think is better than no notice and leaving it open to get one last chance.
Well, the only notice is...
It's already happened, right?
...is we will put it on the agenda next month, and then there will be a discussion.
I'm not sure I see the difference in closing it and leaving it open, other than if we leave it open, you don't have to spend time noticing the neighborhood.
And if you close it, we probably aren't going to notice the neighborhood unless you want to have a second public hearing.
Well, we're not going to notice it again if we continue it, right?
No, you don't have to notice it.
Just taking, yeah, so I mean, it's the notice has been given, whatever it is. And so whether the public's comment next month comes in the form of in the continued public hearing is one, or if it comes as we allow the public to speak on pretty much any item that ends up on our agenda.
The difference is it's comment on a public hearing rather than
just comment.
Comment.
Yeah.
Does that carry some different legal weight somewhere that
it
we're
does.
Not that I'm not aware of?
Yes.
Would you, yeah. Could you like expand gets, upon that for
if
me?
If it gets appealed to court, they look at the record, and that's part of the official record in your public hearing. So they'll look at those items.
But they'd probably call comments in a meeting that's not a public hearing public clamor.
Well, yeah, and they don't pay attention to public clamor. That's not an item you should even look at.
Glad I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me too.
So if we should look at that and consider it, then why is it even on our agenda at the beginning of every meeting? If we shouldn't care what the public has to say at the beginning, item number one in every meeting for 2 years is open public comment. And if I shouldn't look at that or shouldn't hear it, then take it off the agenda and quit wasting my time.
You should hear it. So let me clarify. But clamor is just clamor. If there's information pertaining to that item, that is not public clamor. That's information that you should hear. But if somebody's just giving you a blanket statement, I don't like the town, I don't like what's going on, that's public clamor. There's no fact to that. It's an opinion.
But if you're commenting on a specific item.
Right. If there's information there to base your decision, then that is not, that's public input. But public clamor is not looked at even in the courts. There's just no basis for it.
Sure.
So it's just an opinion, and everybody has one. And nobody, no two are alike.
Fair enough.
So that's just the difference in those.
Given your tenure and experience of what you have done in the town, Eric, would you prefer that a public hearing remain open for comments on this?
From a town standpoint, as a resident, I would like to be able, if you guys are going to hear it again, I would like to be able to come and talk. If one of the residents wants to get her neighbors to come, or their neighbors to come and to give more input, because it's had been asked from the applicant to continue. I certainly don't think there's any harm in having that open. It doesn't change anything other than they still have the right to talk.
Gary, are we allowed to make a take an action on this tonight, even beyond just the public hearing? It doesn't look like it's listed as possible action, so we can't even close this thing out today if we wanted.
No.
Okay. I will withdraw my motion then.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Before we... Do you have any questions beyond the ones that you've said, or comments or things you'd like me to take back to the applicant? I'm more of a messenger today.
Have you gone back by chance and looked at the Keels public hearing and the decisions from their application for the same request?
Has Mark? Has
there
Mark
were no
that?
Decisions because of the application.
But we had a public hearing.
But there was
we did
a
have a public
hearing.
Hearing.
And we,
yes, there was.
I think there's a lot you could gain from that public hearing and what was a concern for the town.
Thank you. Is there an audio recording I could grandma request that?
There, it's on our website.
Oh.
The written minutes and the audio recordings. I'm not sure what month it is. You need to find it by date.
Yeah. Probably the easiest thing to do would be to check the agendas, which are also online,
mm-hmm.
and see if you can find that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think what month was that.
I'm guessing
it was last summer.
It was this year.
Yeah, I think it was in October,
was
a year ago.
Yeah,
it was
a year ago.
Okay,
thank you. Anything else?
Jerry's got his head
up. If you remember, maybe, I mean, I didn't hear it. Scott Keel, after he pulled his request.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But we had the public hearing.
He did, right.
I'm thinking that was about a year ago.
Thank you.
And I think a lot of the same items were discussed then, traffic, pedestrian traffic, mm-hmm. all of the same issues was coming up.
And yep,
noise.
One of the potential resolutions to access that industrial was to figure out an easement from the airport roadside back through. And if you could figure that out, you've got a better chance. That, from my recollection, that was some of our discussions. And I don't know if he did any homework on it or what, but I just remember that was some of the comments that we had, is the heartburn dropped substantially by not accessing that through a residential area.
Yeah. I think one of the big thresholds is for zone changes, what's the value add to the town? How does this enhance our town value of having traffic like that coming up and down roads in there? To Byron's point, if you can mitigate it by going some other direction, that'll go a long ways. But that doesn't even help with a zone change, because I mean, to me, that's if you want to use your industrial on the backside, fine. Like then you can use it without even any zone change. But pushing industrial all the way to the road, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of things in my mind that will get me comfortable that that's going to add value to us, because then you're going to end up with traffic on the road right there in a pretty residential area. So, yep. Can I make a new motion since I've withdrawn mine?
Yes, please.
I'll make a motion to continue our public hearing for a rezone request for the property located at 2530 South Daniels Road from RE5 to industrial.
I'll resecond that one.
Okay. Would you like to say when you would like to continue it
to next month's meeting, whatever date that happens to be.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Do you have other questions you have for us while we're discussing? We've given you lots of good
15th.
Things 15th. To come prepared. If you're going to go before the town council before you come back here, or if you're going to postpone that, I think that gives the owner some homework to do along.
I agree. This was very, very helpful.
With the Keel one, I'm just going to flat tell you, it was pretty, this room was clear full with uh-uhs.
Really?
I don't think there was one comment for. For lots of reasons, maybe. And so, the homework to... Thank you.
mitigate that. It's going to be tough.
Call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
McGinn, yes.
Bangor, yes.
Horner, yes.
Taylor, yes. Okay, thank you. Let's move to item number four. Sorry. And this is a letter there from Geneva Roth basically saying that 50BB is unattainable, which is probably true. But Eric and I have discussed this. Geneva is either going to have to reapply for the conditional use or appeal the conditions here to the council. So I don't see anyone here from Geneva. We'll have to contact them and see which direction they want to go.
I have some questions on the matter.
Okay, but I think it's probably inappropriate to discuss those until we know whether they're going to reapply or whether they're going to appeal.
This basically is just on numbers.
Okay.
Noticed at the meeting.
It was. You're welcome to.
I can make a public comment. It is the fact what it was on the agenda. What does it say? Discussion.
It says discussion.
So possible action.
You can ask questions. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't have any answers. Hopefully someone else does. But.
Okay, so my question here is that we've asked for a 50 DBA deal with 50 feet or whatever it was from the border boundary. Okay. A vacuum cleaner is 70. So we're asking to be a lot more quiet than a vacuum. And I don't know if that's a Ricard vacuum or a Kirby vacuum or a Shark vacuum or whatever, but I'm assuming that's an average. When they say that the site operates at approximately 85, I really don't want a vacuum blaring in my house constantly all day.
Pretty.
So is that 85 constant moisture operating time? And then there's flashes or peaks in that, you know, when we're banging the bucket in the bucket at 4 in the morning when I go to work, I hear it. Does the answer see my question?
Yeah.
I can handle the vacuum if it's on and off occasionally during operating hours. But that constant one is what I, and that's my question. Is this a constant vacuum in my?
Based on the ones there, I think it's not constant. I mean, the one you hear every day, the other one you don't hear at all.
Yeah. Your own. Well, wait, explain that. You're about the closest neighbor.
The bang in the bucket is the one that's planned. The other one that down the.
The American Eagle.
You don't even hear that one. I've never heard that one. Am I wrong?
I just hear Coleman.
But then that
every morning.
I don't even know which one it is. CMC, whatever that one is. Ridiculous. So I agree 100% with what you're saying.
And those are questions only they can answer.
So I hear back on your question.
Back and forth. And I don't know how to stop.
Wire cutters.
It's kind
of like a whole train. Well, today was talking about using a dumper. Different.
Push like a white noise.
Yeah.
There's certainly some right in there.
Oh, I didn't even know. They're on the heaper side.
That was funny, Eric.
What's that?
Wire cutters are running traffic.
Not in the meeting, it's not.
And they could for certain hours, I think, out of it.
I want to know something. What has been different? How come there's so many trucks going down around 3,000 South now than if there was before?
What kind of trucks? Cement trucks? Or just trucks?
Trucks.
Kent Leather size trucks. I like
dump trucks.
Don't get upset.
I don't get what kind. Dump trucks. Okay, dump trucks.
County there's more truck traffic. Running a lot of trucks into the gravel pit every time lately.
that way?
I don't know that that's all of them, but there's been quite a few of them.
I feel like it would be less since the dumps quit taking so much big stuff. You know, I feel like there's less on 3,000 from my perspective.
But it's more lower down by my house.
Yeah.
They come around the airport and then turn west right there, and there's a bunch. Transfer state, not.
Marsha.
That's true.
Marsha.
I'm sick of it. I'm almost not fighting. Yeah.
Come there. Oh my. Can I ask a question? Maybe this isn't even. How is this ever enforced? We're going to go through all this. BBA, BS, and it's never going to be enforced.
Additionally, this is our enforcement officer, so he probably ought to be the one to answer.
Written complaints from the citizens.
Is there any teeth that is...
Absolutely. Nuisance law is very good. So you'll reject their CUP, their conditional use permit, if they don't follow those conditions that are set here from us. And so they'll pull their permit. They don't care to even have it there. So there's teeth in that. The nuisance law is very strict.
I feel like there's a lot more that Geneva's having to go through than the CMC plant.
Right.
We learn as we go.
Yeah, we're learning as we go.
We can't back up and do any...
Well, they'll have to reapply for another permit, don't they?
Every year, CMC.
New license, and we can modify or adjust them.
Nope. Unless you put a condition on there that's reviewed every year, it doesn't come back. I don't think we should ever issue a conditional use permit that's not reviewed every year, but that's just me. I don't vote, so.
So all that dust that's coming from the red cement plant is okay.
So the EPA come up, did a site inspection, and they're within their parameters of the EPA's.
We have to take pictures every time.
They had pictures, and then the EPA showed up on site. And they were in compliance with what they had. Yeah, we have a report. It was actually filed with the county because that part of it's in the county. Just the back part's in the town, but the driving part's all in the county. And so they filed it with the county, but we prepared a copy of that report that says they're in compliance. But at the same time they was here, they did visit some other sites that were not in compliance. So.
Yeah, but I've watched what Mark Boy does compared to the Redwood, and the Redwood always has the dust. Plus that the JP one, that one has a lot of dust, and he knows he can get away with it. He doesn't care.
Yeah, some of those are in the county, so we're not over enforcement on that.
For the
ones that are in
Charleston.
The county. Yeah, the ones that are in the county, we don't have any say on those. The EPA is the official enforcement arm when it comes to environmental. So all I can tell you is they came up, they did a site inspection based on a complaint, same day, and everything was in compliance. What's that?
But also citizen complaints written can make a difference. Okay.
That's what brought the EPA to town.
Exactly. So if they're...
So record it.
It's on the website, the paper you can fill out and where to send it. And if the banging of the bucket at whatever time isn't every day. I don't remember we said they could bang a bucket at 3 in the morning, but...
I thought you said there was something.
Yeah, chipping, I thought...
Chipping of the barrels was before. 7 to 7, they couldn't do that. The rest of it is a minimized noise.
But that doesn't mean you can't complain about it.
That's true. You can complain about it,
to the powers above us.
You some of that
doesn't sound like anyone will give a shit.
That's
a different story.
Leave us here, we come.
I think those are cow words. Those are building words. Cows.
That's right. That's what makes them move.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Waking the cows.
Okay.
Or worry.
So let's Move on to number five.
Just quick before you leave that hearing, should we discuss the map of how that proceeds? Is everybody clear on how that proceeds? The Geneva request?
No, review it. I think I know, but
if they come to you guys and want it modified, the conditional use permit, it starts over. We do the public hearings.
Perfect.
The whole nine yards. If they're asking to appeal a condition that you put on, a conditional use, that appeal process is set. It goes, it'll come here for recommendation, and it goes to the council. The council is the appeal board for your CUP. So if there's any condition, and we've talked about this, any condition you put on something is appealable. There's a process for appealing that, and that goes to the council. So that's where we're at. I'm not sure, based on their letter, if they're appealing or asking for modification. I'm unclear which direction they're going, but that is the roadmap for those two items.
Okay.
Whichever way they decide to go.
So it may or may not come to us?
It may not. Yeah, if they're appealing just at that particular point, then it will go to the appeal board. And then from there to court, if they want to keep appealing. But every condition you put on, that's why I hate conditional uses. Because every single time you do one, it's like, there's so many corners.
We should have done this, we should have done that.
Yeah.
We should have said the banging of the bucket. We should have said the tire, yeah, wrench, air wrench.
Yeah, there's just so many things that you just
can't cover everything.
Don't even know
right,
about.
Right, and if you try and cover everything, there's something else. So it really, if you want that use in a zone, you should really make it a use in that zone. It's safer that way. Write the code, make them follow the code. But I'd like to shy away from conditional uses for that very reason, but there is a place for them. And certainly each one of these plants has special conditions that need looked at.
Okay. So in your packet, there should be a summary of the council meeting. So give you a minute just to read through that. And if you have any questions, I was there, Eric was there, and Gary was there.
I'm sorry,
we're looking at just the
Council meeting.
So UDOT came and talked about what's happening at the south end of the bypass, whether we're getting locked in or not. We're not, but things could be a little less convenient than they are now, or a little more convenient. They also said this is a plan that they hope to have done by 2050. So there will be things that are done in a stepwise fashion, but this is the plan to be completed by 2050.
What can they propose that affects Fangio Town?
Just the interchanges on the south end. It's going to be a second level interchange through the field there, just north of the town office, and with a pass through and back to the intersection.
Very tall.
Do we have a map sign?
So the
paper off the hospital.
Yeah, so they're online.
So really nothing comes into the town today?
No.
No.
No, and we talked about the secondhand effect of 3000 South and what the bypass will do to that.
Yeah.
And they just told us their intent was not to increase traffic. Yeah.
They basically said when the hub is busy, hub intersection is busy, that pushes traffic to 3000 South. So their goal is to make the hub intersection less busy with what they're doing.
Less congested.
Because the traffic coming up from Provo going to Strawberry won't hit the hub intersection. They'll just go over and down on up the canyon.
Right,
so
now
that
free
right hand turn.
Yeah, that free right hand turn will probably make that less congested.
And so basically the way the algorithms, like the Google work, is they know how long it takes for a cell phone or a car to move through there. And if we get to where that hub intersection is so congested, it's quicker to go the other way. It's going to start sending them the other way. So,
do we have the ability or the autonomy to post our own speed limit on 3,000?
No.
We do to a point, but there are state regulations that we have to follow where they take away our state funding, Class C road funds. So like you've seen the signs go up Charleston, weight limit, if you can't do that, they grab your Class C road fund. You're no longer eligible for those funds.
If you put a limit on the road.
Right, if you go outside of the scope of what they say you can control. If you go outside of that scope.
What's our lowest available speed limit?
It depends on the road, what the classification is, minor collector.
What's what I'm saying on 3,000, what is that designated 30, as?
35
is what it's...
That's what it's at right now. I believe that they're not going to... If you was to say that that's a residential zone, then automatically that will
go to 25.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't necessarily change the algorithm because people will still go 35.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell D.B. Brown that, okay? He already changed. Oh. He's been going the other way, which is...
Just wondering.
Yes, yeah, so as long as we fall within that scope, then we're okay. But they will pull our Class C road funds, and that's what we use to maintain our road.
We asked them, they don't have any funding for this road project as of now, and they made a statement.
Well, in 2050 either.
They might be able to get funding by 31. About a four-year project. We asked about the Olympics because I heard rumor they wanted to get it done before the Olympics, but it doesn't sound like this. Unless the legislature does something really fast, 15 tracks more important to them than
us. Yeah, you never know.
That's what it's still.
I fully expect they'll do something.
Yeah,
in 40 more years.
They'll find.
Well, before the Olympics.
They'll find the money.
Well, yeah, because it'll be a standstill. It's a standstill now. Can you imagine when the Olympics gets here?
But they said it would be done in phases, too.
Yeah. So we don't know what will get done or not. The other interesting thing is there will be no election. You see that on there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we will see a road crack seal project happening. And there's a map with the
time in jail.
Roads identified that are priority, and it's basically, from what I understand, until the money runs out.
Yeah.
And when do we have money to prevent the shoulders
they're starting
from collapsing?
That right now. Are they? Yeah, they're doing the cracks. So.
Well, I think we're in desperate need years ago to put a new, I don't know what they call it, on the shoulders to keep the asphalt from breaking off. There's 3 and 4 inch drops on the asphalt right now, and I think that's more dangerous to the longevity of our roads right now than the cracks are.
Yeah, the last road project we didn't include that in the bid, so that will be included in the bid when they do the chip seal. Not the crack seal that they're doing now, but the chip seal, that will be included as they regrade those up to the edge. Because it was a lot of money, and we just didn't do it in the last bid. We think we've learned.
they call that an apron.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's where our roads are falling off.
And there's some dangerous spots.
Well, and it's crumbling off.
Okay, let's move to the next item. And that is the general plan review. So, we have the consultants working on the general plan. They have emailed some information, which I haven't seen yet. Did that come today, Eric?
I haven't seen it from our consultant, but what I attended was the county doing their same thing.
Okay. do you have any comments on?
I do. I just haven't. So I just wanted to bring you guys up to speed Do you guys know where to find the general plan? Does anybody need a copy of our general plan?
It's on the website, but I have it here.
Anybody want a copy?
Yeah.
Of what, Eric?
General plan?
I'm going to have to look at it.
Please.
Look for it.
I didn't bring everybody a copy because I know everybody can access this online, but if you guys need a copy, be glad to have it. So this is also what I wanted to bring to your attention, is the county is updating there. Some of you have been on the website and added some information for the county general plan that's going on. It's very comprehensive and deep. I don't think it's anything that we want to do, but they're bringing up some great items that I think we should pay attention to. And we know we're just in the early stages of this as we move forward with our own general plan. The counties, like I said, is very deep. And so I have sent, there's about a 50-page document that I have sent to the clerk and to Gary. They'll be forwarding that to your emails. That has it in depth. So all these pages from the county of different things that they're going to talk about in the general plan from the county. I was at the public hearing for that this last Tuesday, and I had some items that I thought we should talk about in their plan, because I told them what they do in the county affects us, and what we do affects them. So it really needs to be a valley-wide collaboration as we go through these items. But the one thing that I really wanted to bring to your attention was the framework for the plan. And because their plan is just about what we're doing. So the framework for the plan is preserving our character, enhancing the quality of life, fostering community engagement, and sharing of our values. Those four items, I think, that's just standard across the board. And I think it should be included in ours. I like how short ours is. I don't think it needs to be 100 pages long. Some of the things that they had in their general plan that I commented on that I thought should be changed was they wanted to preserve agricultural activities on identified properties. I'm like, why do we need to identify properties? Why are you putting that burden on the Planning Commission or their representatives to go out and identify these properties? Are we getting more?
No.
No, nobody's buying property to make these. Change that to historical. That covers every agricultural thing that we have. And if that's where their emphasis is, I think that wording makes a difference. Because people are going to stand there with that general plan document and say, it doesn't say here. Have you identified that? I just think that's something that to beat up the Planning Commission as they work through those items. So there were several things like that I commented on. I was received well. They gave me 3 minutes.
Wow.
You took it?
I took it. Went through those items, but this is just their table of contents, and it goes through. There's 10 different goals and policies, and it's just, and this is what's coming in your inbox. I did print it off because it's just so much for you guys to view, and some people will look at it, some won't. But it's just kind of guideline as we move through our process, because they're going to come to us and ask us how we want it to look. And so that's what we have to develop, is what we want to look. I think our general plan is awesome. I like our general plan. I think when you guys get a conditional use, you look at the general plan. Does it fit in here? Oh, it doesn't. Then you're obligated to turn that down. If it can't make it fit in your general plan, you spend all this time drafting this document. This is what guides you. The land use plan and the general plan is what guides us as we do all these planning things. So if they can't show you, case in point, a zoning in the middle of town, changing that zoning, how does that fit into your general plan? Well, it doesn't. So if it's something that's not in your general plan, you want your general plan, we ought to get it in the general plan. If it's, because this should be your deciding document, and this is what they need to come to point to this. When I changed the zoning on my property, I brought this general plan. Right here it says highway corridors. I followed the general plan. So that's what the applicants need to do, is use this, and you need to look at this and follow that as your blueprint. And that, just a quick synopsis, I just want to give you a heads up on as we move towards our general plan. This will get more in depth, but I just wanted to hit that for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, do you have anything else for a planning report?
Just your planning report. Any questions for me? We did I want to point out, we got a CO, so certificate of occupancy, we love those.
No. Unless you don't want to.
No, I'll keep it, then I don't have to go hunt it down. Put it in my important place.
Any other questions? We have a couple of permits out right now. We'll be looking at a couple of ag permits that obviously don't come before this board, but I try and keep them on here so you guys are aware of remodels and ag permits, so that you're aware of what's going on. We'll bring you up to speed on the water. You'll see some activity on 3000 South and Daniel Road of the mobile home park. They have secured funds with the town, and so you'll start to see the construction in the town right away. Everything's been contained to on-site, but it is opening up. Gary's got the meters here, so they'll be doing 10-meter hookups onto those trailers and capping the well, which is a good thing for the residents of that trailer park.
For sure.
They have received their funding?
They haven't, but they brought us a check. So the town has got their check for their building permit, and the permit has been issued yesterday. So
sweet.
It'll move forward. If you see something over there, Ray, just give us a call, because we have several inspectors watching that, and they're supposed to be doing everything according to their plan, so he's pretty meticulous on their plan. Hopefully it follows out.
Any updates on the too many animals and the...
So the letters have been sent to both the animal one and the one up at the corner of 3000. Those two letters have been sent from our attorney's office, and they have 45 days from the time that they receive that letter to compliance, and then we take further action.
And what is the action?
The action is that it's a nuisance at that point, and they'll have to charge them, and they'll have to go to court and tell the judge why they haven't complied.
I feel like I missed the last meeting. We talked about this in the meeting before. Rough math, maybe 60 days already.
Well, from the time they get the letter, we have to give them 30 days, so we put that out to 45 to make sure there wasn't an overlap. And so that's why we went to 30 days by law to give them to comply. Yeah, so we gave ourselves 15 days just in crossing to make sure that we're not up against the 28 days.
I don't think anybody's living in that double wide in their yard, but
God, could they
stop paying their fixing debt?
I did get a report some of the animals have gone.
Didn't they?
Yeah. But they're still 3X, whatever.
Yeah.
I would say it's
fine. I think there's still a minimum of 16 that I counted just I went for a walk yesterday. So.
Yeah, and that owner actually lives in Santa Clara. Fred Page, he lives in Santa Clara, so it's a rental also. So we have that boundary issue of crossing that line too, but that's why we had our attorney send the letter, so there was no confusion on who was doing this.
So do we send the letter to the landlord or to the renter?
Both of them got a copy of that. Yep.
Was there a date on that letter, or just 45 days from the receipt of the letter?
Whenever they sign that certified letter is when that time started.
And if they refuse to sign the certified letter,
then we'd have them served.
Immediately?
Yeah, the sheriff would go out.
And then if they're served, then they have how long to comply?
They still have the 30 days by law. That's why we gave them the 45. If anything went wrong in that 15 days, we wouldn't be in court saying you gave them 28 days. You guys should. We went over and beyond trying to just cover ourselves as a town.
Is the actual property owner aware of what's taking place on the property?
I don't know that.
They are now.
I suppose he is.
He should be at this point. Yeah.
But we've had prior, how will I say this?
Incidents?
We've had prior connectivity with that owner.
Got it.
Little history, so I expect some feedback, but it's pretty clear from the attorney how long that'll take, and we'll do it forward. We are on the other ones that were on the bottom of there, some of the nightly rentals. We're still adjusting language in those letters because we want it as strong as it can be. We didn't have a lot of complaints, we only had a few, and it was misstated. The owner, one of the things they put in the letter was the owner admitted Well, that was the owner's brother, so you don't want to get in front of the judge and have him pick that apart. So we're being really careful of how that letter's worded. Our attorney has to defend that. So,
what's the demo?
Demolition without a permit.
So that's the Tom Rollins house. You know, the guys, Tom Rollins used to sit on the planning commission, and then he had a stroke. They sold that property.
What's the address of that?
On Little Sweden.
Little Sweden. Yeah, I'm not real sure of the address, but they got a permit from the state. The Kills did. Went in, knew they had to get a permit from us. The state, when they give a permit, it's good for 30 days. And they didn't come get a permit from us. They just went in and knocked it down. So we didn't have our inspector on site. We don't have all the, you make sure the utilities are disconnected correctly. So they'll be getting a letter. The owner of that property will be getting that letter for violation of town code.
Is it just a fine scenario?
It can be a fine, but it's per day, so.
So otherwise we make them put it back up until they comply with
Well, what's going to happen on that property if we decide to fine them? They're coming to you guys with the subdivision application. Won't be processed until they make it right. So
until they're current with the town.
That's right. Cool. So they have to. It would be illegal for us to give them a permit for anything that's not in compliance with town code.
Sure.
And unfortunately, that happened. And they knew about that, but they chose to do that. At least the excavator did. I'm not sure the owner did, but who he hired. So it's kind of a disconnect between somebody you hired to do a job, and I'm sure the owner didn't know he needed a permit, but the excavator did.
You actually know where the actual owner is of that property?
Yeah, it's a guy out of Payson, and it's an investment company.
So it's not Hackle?
No. And they're, like I said, they're out of pace, and it's an investment company. They've had a couple of meetings with us in the office looking at different plans of what they wanted to do, but we haven't heard from them, and then this took place. So clearly we have history with that excavator too, so.
Okay, anything else, Eric?
Not unless you guys have questions for me.
Okay. Right. Item 8, which is minute approval for the town hall meeting and the planning commission meeting.
Do I have two separate motions, Barry?
Yeah.
We have to approve their meeting? Town hall?
Yeah, I kind of questioned that too, but
why not?
The planning commission was in attendance as well. Yeah. I'm sure that's why it's included.
So
it's in addition to the council?
Yes.
Not going to hurt us to approve it, so.
Gives you a chance to clarify what you said.
Yeah. I don't think I'm in there at all.
The only thing I found was that
I saw your comments that you get to clarify.
I don't have a vote.
Let me know, do you want anything tweaked in there from what you said?
Kim Norris, is that the one, Pam?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's the only comment I had on it.
Yeah,
I will have Megan fix that. I mean,
otherwise, they're great minutes, and pretty much summed it up very nice. So you need two motions on these, Gary?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the Daniel Town Hall meeting held on the 11th of August at 6 at the Wasatch County Senior Center.
Okay,
with the correction of Ken Norris.
Second.
Okay, call for the vote.
Skinner, yes.
Wild, yes.
Again, abstain.
Baker, yes.
Norman, yes.
You missed it.
Baker, yes.
Okay, motion carries. Now let's listen to the minutes from the August 20th.
This is the one.
I'll make a motion to approve the Danieltown Planning Commission meeting minutes for August the 20th at 7 o'clock here in the Wasatch Service Building.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it, Gary.
Okay, you have a motion and a second. Are we ready for the vote, or do we still have a couple of people?
I'm still looking over.
Looking.
Brother with excavation.
Okay, you're good. Yeah, we just need Bridger. Put the pressure on.
All right.
You're fine.
Take all the time you need.
Yeah. It spells out your impression, so make sure your impression's correct.
An impression?
A documented impression?
Wild, yes. Oh, did you already vote? No.
I don't know. Yes. Skinner, yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were waiting on my vote.
Banger, yes.
I'm still going to see a yes.
Okay, what did you say?
It votes to carry. Let's move to the next item.
Thank you.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second that. Okay, call for the vote.
Wait a minute. Who did it? The motion?
Kip.
Okay.
Kip's
second?
Always Jerry.
Oh. Okay.
Banger, yes.
Horner, yes.
Yes.
You
can't ever get you to that motion.
Yes, for me too. Okay. Nope, sorry. No. Sit down.